The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Oh, somebody who'd put it in lecture mode already. Hello?
I didn't.
Oh. Okay, just said it was out. Okay, I'm going to put it in lecture mode. Hold on.
Okay.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Okay, all right. Well, it's 7:01, so ladies who are on the call, let's get started. Welcome to the Sisters in Faith devotional teleconference. We are so blessed to have you here. We're blessed to have our leader on tonight. I'll let my partner, Stephanie Perry Moore, introduce her in a minute. I'm Michelle Clark Jenkins. Stephanie and I began Sisters in Faith because we wanted to let you all know that you were not in this alone. We're in it with you, and you're in it with us. And God intended it that way for us to have relationship one to another. So we just thank you for honoring that. And let me begin and just thank the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for each and every lady who's on this call. Lord, we just lift every single one of them up to you, Lord, that you would give them a word tonight, the word that they need to hear, Lord, that you would give them a touch on this call, Lord, the touch that they need from you. Lord, we just thank you for the joy and the peace that we all will have this night. We have great expectations, Lord. Lord, touch Lakiba, Lord, and just let you be her, be just one with you, Lord, that all the words that come out of her mouth, Lord, would be only of you. Lord, we thank you and praise you this night. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, amen. Now, just for a couple of housekeeping things, we are giving away a free Bible to a participant who's on the call tonight. We're very excited about that. Next week will be our last call for a little bit, and that will be Stephanie and I together talking about the newest book we have out, which will come out in April, called God's Wisdom for Sisters in Faith, and it's a gift book. We hope that you all by this time have been able to pick up your copy of the Sisters in Faith Holy Bible. You are on mute, which means that we can't hear you. You can only hear us. And at the end, if there's enough time, Lakiba will take questions and we'll do questions and answers, and we will take it off at that point if we have a few minutes. So without further ado, Stephanie.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I tell you, my heart is just leaping, and I'm overjoyed to be able to introduce my dear friend this evening. Ladies, I tell you, when we're talking about the other relationships in your life, it's not necessarily your family, not your husband, not your job, people that don't have to hang out with you but sort of want to. Well, this is what this lady is for me. She could have put me down a long time ago, but she's kept me in her life, and really, we've been accountability partners, and that's my dear friend, Lakiba Hibbler-Williams. The fun thing about her is that she's got such a big heart. She allows you to be real. She is a true sister in faith. If I needed to put a picture beside what that word is all about, when I need grace, she gives it to me. When I need lifting up, she provides it. When I want to cry and I feel down, even as a big old grown adult woman, she lets me do it and lets me let loose. She just keeps me on the straight and narrow, and I pray every woman could have a friendship so dear. But in her professional career and as a mom and a wife, let me tell you just a little bit about her as well. As Michelle said, she wrote some in our devotional. She was a contributor of the Others Devos, and where she talked about all the different relationships, again, in your lives that are not your family. She's also a licensed professional counselor, speaker, trainer, and she's an educator. She's the owner and director of Fresh Hope Counseling Center, and that's in Auburn, Alabama. War Eagle, because that's where I went to school. And Lakiba is also a doctoral candidate in adult education. And I just want to be one of the first to congratulate her because she'll be graduating in May. So
yay.
I'm pretty excited for her. God is for sure good. She's also involved with so many different community organizations. She just doesn't say she wants to serve. She actually does. She's married to a wonderful man of God, Reverend Chet Williams, who is the chaplain and leader over there in Auburn, and he's been serving there for FCA. And they've been married for over 17 years and have three precious children. If you'd like to learn more about her, her ministry, her family, please go to her website, and that's www.freshhopecounselingcenter.com. That's freshhopecounselingcenter.com, and you can catch her on Twitter at Fresh Hope Today. So I'm turning it over to a lady I love. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Lakiba, give us a word.
Well, first, I want to commend Michelle and Stephanie for week in and week out bringing us truth and just giving us, as contributing authors, a platform to share what God is saying to us. So, ladies, thank you for being diligent and helping to get this project out. I also want to say thank you to every lady on this call, because I just believe God's got a word for us tonight. And it's a privilege for me tonight to be able to talk about a woman's relationship to others. And it's important because we as women are relational, to say the least. I mean, think about ladies at lunch and think about ladies at work and think about, I mean, we're the ladies that, you know, you get up and you go to the bathroom and you're still talking on your way to the bathroom. It's all, for us, it's all about relationships. And it's just the heart of God in a woman, because if you think about God, he's in relationship with himself as the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we're created in his image. And so we are an extension of God, and he does put that desire in us to have relationship. And what I want to talk about tonight is, well, how do we stay in relationship to one another and bring glory to God in that? One of the things that I wanted to share is, as I got to write in this project, I got to talk about accountability, and Stephanie brought that up. That's so important. I got to talk about how important it is for us as sisters in faith to have another woman that we're connected with, that we can be authentic with, we can be real with, we can pull up our quote-unquote big girl panties and just talk about what's really going on and how we've been hurt and whatever. That's important. And then forgiveness, I get to talk about that. Jealousy, commitment, sacrifice, friendship, trust, and mentoring. And if you've got the Bible, you've gotten a chance to flip through it, and it's just so many jewels in it. So I encourage you, if you haven't gotten it, to get it. But it's important, as we think about being connected to others, we have to be reminded that we have to stay connected to Jesus. Because that's paramount when we think about our relationship with others. And Kim Cash Tate, she did an amazing job talking about our relationship with God. And then last week, Joanne, just, I mean, week after week, we've just been blessed by every lady. Helen, and it just goes on and on and on. I can name each one because I've just been blessed on every call that I've been on. But it's my privilege tonight to talk about. And as I was thinking about, you know, where are we going to go, I thought about John 15:5, where Jesus says to us, he says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. And so our relationship with one another begins with our relationship with Jesus. And that's just been reiterated week after week. And so that makes my heart so happy, because that is the heart of God, to remind us that we're one with the Father. And because we're one with him, we can be in relationship with one another, and it can be healthy, and it can be glorifying to God, and it can be all that he wants it to be. So when we think about John 15:5, we kind of think about abiding, and that's staying close. That's staying close. So I want to use abide as an acrostic for tonight, just to help us to kind of be a reminder of what we need to know about our relationships with others. And so if you want something to hang your hat on, you can just think abide. And A, that's accept. B, bear. I, imitate. D, devote. And then the last one is E, expect. And I'm going to break those down. And then after I'm done, we're going to have time for questions just so we can talk to one another. But I want you to be thinking about abiding, abiding in your relationship with Jesus, staying close to Jesus so you can be in relationship with others. So the first one's accept. And what do we need to accept? We need to accept that we were made for relationships. We were created for relationship. Dr. Marilyn Wedd says this, that loneliness is the unspoken diagnosis of our time. And that's profound to me, because you think about, you know, there's so many ways for us to connect socially, social network sites, but there's really not a connection. It's not a physical connection. It's not sitting across from one another. It's not looking face to face. But it is connection, but it's not a connection, a real, authentic connection. And so loneliness is something that we want to watch out for. Loneliness results when, you know, sensitive souls like us build walls of protection around us because we've been hurt or we've been disappointed in the past in relationships. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, people's hearts will grow cold. And I don't know about you, but I see that. People are just cold, I mean, insensitive, not caring, and not. And I'm speaking generally. As sisters in faith, God, we guard against that. But the world is cold. And if you're looking for affirmation, if you're looking for acceptance, you won't find it in the world. But I'm here to tell you today that you'll find it in Jesus. And you'll find it in your sisters in faith that are seeking the face of Jesus and that are extensions of his hands and his feet, because that's what we are as the body of Christ. But we want to accept that we're made for a relationship. So if in your heart, you know, you've said, you know, I've gone into church and there have been thousands of people or maybe hundreds of people, and I've just felt alone. I've seen all these smiling faces, and the usher greets me when I come in, but I just don't feel connected. Then I want to speak to your heart, and I want to say to you that you were created for relationship. And a wise person said that we're wounded in relationship, but it's also in relationship that we're healed. So I want to encourage us today that maybe we've been in relationships and have been hurt and disappointed. Well, that's going to happen. That's inevitable. But it's in relationships when we're open and we take those risks that we're healed. And that's because we were created for relationships. So first we have to accept that we're created for relationship. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. And it does. Well, the second thing I want to share is be bare. So A, abide. A, accept. B, bear. Bear with one another. There's an old story of a little boy that he saw a turtle, and the turtle had its head and its feet and its legs inside the shell, wouldn't come out. So the little boy got a stick, and he started to try to pry the head out of it. And his uncle saw him, and he said, not that way, son, not that way. The uncle took the turtle inside and put it on the mantelpiece of the fireplace. And in a few minutes, as the turtle began to get warm, it stuck its head out, then it stuck its feet out, hands out, and it began to crawl toward the boy. And the uncle said to him, you know, it's with warmness that you draw. It's with kindness that you draw people to yourself. And people are like turtles. You know, we can't force people to open up. We can't force people to be in relationship with us. We can't force people to be open. But if we set the right environment, if we're accepting of people, they often choose to do so. They often choose to open up and to relax, and they wind up coming out and let you know who they really are, and you can connect. The Bible says in Romans 15, 1 through 2, it says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up. And that's Romans 15, 1 and 2. And, you know, maybe you're sitting out there and you're saying, yeah, there's some people I've been real nice to, Lakiba, and they still, you know, showing out on me. And you're right. Because not everybody, you know, we may bend over backwards and be kind and be warm and, you know, trying to get people to open up and letting them know I'm not against you, I'm for you. And they may be so wounded that they won't open up. There's a story in the Bible about that. When David lost his son, Absalom, you know, and Absalom tried to kill his dad. And when David learned of his death, he wept. And the king was so deeply moved that he went to his chamber and he said, oh, my son Absalom, would I had died instead of you. And what he was saying was, I wanted to love you, but you wouldn't let me. There are some people in our lives that we want to love, some friends that we want to really connect with, but they're not in a position or not able or can't open up. But still, the admonition to us is to love deeply. That's the admonition, and we can do that if we abide, because we're receiving from Jesus everything that we need. And that makes us broken bread and poured out wine for our sisters in faith that maybe aren't in a place where they can do the same. I want to go on. A, accept. B, bear. The next one's I, and it's imitate Jesus. Imitate Jesus. Jesus' attitude was one of giving. And our attitude should be the same. He gave his life. He died on the cross for our sins. And when we're in relationship with people, the question is, do we trust God as sovereign over all of our relationships? Or do we buy the world's lie that we have to protect ourselves and look out for ourselves? You know, I believe today that God is sovereign. I believe that everybody God has placed us placed in our path. God has done that for a reason, for us to be a light in this world. You know, and it takes a risk to be in a relationship today. It does. You know, maybe you're like me and you can say, well, man, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people. Well, the reason you do, God has given you opportunity to let people know what he's like in this earth. And so Jesus had a habit, though, to be able to maintain those relationships, he had to steal away. And my encouragement to us is steal away just like he did. Steal away. He would get away from the disciples and pray. He would get away so he could have time with the Father and be built up within his own spirit so he could be available for the people that God had for him to minister to and to be in relationship with. Well, the next one is devote yourself to prayer. And I say pray, pray, pray. Pray for your friends. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your coworkers. Pray for your friends that you had in college that you're not connected with, but they come across your mind. What a privilege it is, ladies, for us to pray. It just is. It's a privilege. You know, I went to a retreat this past summer, and one of the teachings that I got to sit under talked about inner vows. And inner vows are those things that we say in our early formative years, like, I'll never be like my mom, or I'll never be like my dad, or I'll never trust people. And when we make those inner vows, they develop some bitter root expectations in our relationship. And see, if I say in my heart as a 13-year-old, I'll never trust people, well, y'all, how am I going to have friends when I grow up? You don't trust nobody. If the enemy's happy because he wants separation. He wants us divided. But we have to press our way through those inner vows and receive the healing that only a relationship with Jesus can bring. Because as I said earlier, you know, and Stephanie, you can speak to this, and Michelle, I know you can, as God places you around women that don't want nothing from you but to see you grow, you can relax around them. Mm-hmm. And you can become who God wants you to be. And that's, ladies, what God is calling us to be. To be honest. To say, yes, I've been wounded in relationships. I've been disappointed. But I believe God has a plan and a purpose for the relationships that are in my life today. And I just declare today, every inner vow that maybe we've spoken over the years, God, I pray that you would just bring it to surface. That if we've said, I'll never trust in our little child's heart, if we said, you know, I don't like women. They're too messy. You know, or all men are dogs or whatever. You know, those kind of inner vows, we can be set free from those today. We can repent of those because as a child you make those vows to protect yourself. But I tell you what, I know God today, and I know he has my back. So I don't have to buy the world's lie that I have to protect myself and I can't enter in a relationship with people. I don't buy that. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Relationships are for today, and they can be healthy. The last thing I want to share is we can expect to be misunderstood. We can expect to be disappointed. We can expect it. We're going to be betrayed. We're going to be hurt because we're imperfect people in relationship with imperfect people. So that's a given. That's going to happen. The Geneva Bible Study, it says it like this, and it's beautifully said. Man is not able by all his diligence to cause things to go other than they do. Neither can he number the faults that are committed, much less remedy them. I'm going to read it again. Man is not able by all his diligence to cause things to go other than they do. And it's kind of like that saying we say today, it is what it is. Things are going to go the way they go. But God is sovereign in all his ways. And my sin and your sin, and as we sin against one another, just because of our fallen nature, we know that God is bringing to perfection what he begun, that good work that he begun in all of us. He's bringing us to maturity. And so when we fall out of relationship with one another and when we pull away from one another and reject one another, we miss an opportunity to mature. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Keep loving. I'm not saying we need to be doormats. I'm not saying that at all. There is a difference. But ladies, let's stay open. And let's be willing to ask for forgiveness. And let's be willing to say, hey, I blew it. And let's go to each other and make it right. And let's pray for one another as we're in relationship. I want to kind of recap abide, and then we're going to open it up for questions. We have to accept that we were made for a relationship. We have to bear with one another in love. And ladies, we ought to imitate Jesus. We got to devote ourselves to prayer. And we have to expect that we're going to be misunderstood. We're going to be hurt in relationship. It's not going to be the norm, but it's going to happen, ladies. It's going to happen. But if we continue to abide, we'll grow. We'll grow in faith and we'll grow in godliness. And we will reap. The promise is we'll reap the fruit of that maturity in our relationship. I want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit just for a moment. And that's in Galatians 5:22 and 23. You know it well. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those are good things. And as we stay connected to Jesus, we're going to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, some commentators have suggested that the remaining eight characteristics after love are expressions or facets of love. D.L. Moody said it this way. He said, joy is love exulting. Peace is love reposing, is love taking a step back, chilling. Long-suffering is love untiring. Gentleness is love enduring. We got to endure in relationship. Goodness is love in action. It's going to visit the friend in the hospital. It's going to visit a friend when her child is struggling in college and she doesn't know what to do. Faith is love on the battlefield. You know, ladies, I'm finding out sometimes you got to fight. Sometimes you got to let people know that I love you enough to not let you go down the road that you're going on. Meekness is love under discipline. And then temperance or self-control is love in training. Jesus said this way. He said, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And ladies, I say today that with God's help, we can risk having faith in each other and connecting in relationship. We can risk to love. We can risk to love. Michelle, I just want to take time just to open up for questions. If anybody has questions, comments.
Well, first of all, let me thank you, Lakiba, because I have had a friend of mine from college who's been on my heart just over and over again. I wake up in the morning and this person is just, you know, just thinking of them, somebody I haven't seen in, you know, 25 years. So thank you for nudging me that, you know, I have some obligation there to seek out why God keeps putting that person on my heart. So right now I'm going to open it up for questions. If you all could make sure that if you have a lot of sound in the back that you try to mute your phones if you're not talking so we don't get a lot of feedback. But hold on.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, do we have any questions for Lakiba? Ladies, if not, I have one, Lakiba, which is, you know, I've been in particularly job situations and sometimes even in church situations where there's that person that just rubs you the wrong way, you rub them the wrong way, you just can't get along with them. You know, sometimes it even comes to some real high levels of irritation, like the penine in your life who just can't wait to rub things rub your nose and things. So what would you say about those people who are in your life?
You know, it happened. And that was kind of the expect point. Mm-hmm. Expect that we're going to have those disappointments. You know, people that just rub us the wrong way. And then, you know, at the same time, we might be rubbing them the wrong way. But the admonition, I think, it's just continuing to bear with one another in love. And that doesn't mean that that person has to be your best buddy. you know, and you need to go to lunch once a month. I mean, it doesn't mean that at all. But we are commanded to love. See, it's not a suggestion. Jesus said, love one another. That's how the world knows that we're his disciples. And then he doesn't leave us to ourselves, Michelle. He gives us the grace that as we abide in him, stay connected to him, we become more like him. And so we love our enemies. So, but you're right. It's spot on. There's some people that I just, you know, I love everybody, but just some people I just don't like. I just don't. Hey, he's working on me and he's working on them.
Well, thank you. We're like just almost out of time. Lakiba, do you want to tell them your website information again?
I will. You can reach me at www.freshhopecounselingcenter.com, or you can follow us on Twitter. It's Fresh Hope Today. And, you know, it's been a privilege for me to share. I love to teach the Word of God. So thank you for allowing me the opportunity, and I pray and hope that God said something that just encouraged you to abide in him. And if I've done that, then mission accomplished tonight.
And ladies, would you also visit us at www.thesistersinfaith.com? If you have questions or comments about anything, you can reach us at info@thesistersinfaith.com on our website. So we look forward to talking with you again next week. And Lakiba, would you take us out in prayer?
I'd be happy to.
Well,
Father,
thank you.
We thank you. We thank you for the opportunity we had tonight just to gather together and just to listen to your word, to listen to the admonition to abide in you. And Lord, we exalt you tonight because we know that in and of ourselves we cannot carry out the assignment you've given us individually or as a collective body of sisters. We can't carry it out. It's too great. But Lord, you said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But the opposite of that is if we're connected to you, all things are possible. And so I just pray over all of us that you would sanctify our relationship, that they would bring us joy, God, that we would enjoy one another as we labor together in the vineyard for you, as we live out our faith and bring souls to you, that we would enjoy one another and that you be glorified in all that we say or do. Bless us all, Lord. Bless our families. Mm-hmm. Bless each lady on this call. Bless Michelle and Stephanie as they lead us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lakiba, again, and thank you, ladies. We'll see you next week. Good night.
That was such a blessed word.
Good night.
Good night.